The Grand UN General Assembly Hall Thursday witnessed one of those momentous occasions that usually takes place only once a decade. It was a passing of the torch from the 7th Secretary General, the Ghanaian Kofi Annan, to the 8th, the South Korean Ban Ki-moon. After a series of speeches, most of them paying tribute to Mr. Annan's leadership, the President of the General Assembly, Sheikh Yahya Rashid Al Khalifa of Bahrain, administered the oath of office.
I, Ban Ki-moon,
solemnly swear
to exercise in all loyalty
discretion and conscience
the functions entrusted to me
as Secretary General of the United Nations.
Mr. Ban placed his left hand on a copy of the UN Charter as he swore to remain independent of all the world body's 192 member states.
And not to seek
or accept instructions
in regard to
the performance
of my duties
from any government
or other authority
external to the organization.
Moments later, speaking to the packed assembly hall, the 62-year-old former South Korean foreign minister hailed the leadership of outgoing Secretary General Annan and pledged to set high ethical standards for an organization that has been battered by scandals in recent years. He said he would demand the same from all of the world body's employees.
The good name of the United Nations is one of its most valuable assets, but also one of its most vulnerables. The Charter calls on staff to uphold the highest level of efficiency, competence, and integrity, and I will seek to ensure to build a solid reputation for living up to that standard. I assure you that I will lead you by example.
Mr. Ban was careful to avoid criticizing Secretary General Annan, but in a reference to the world body's flagging reputation, he called on member states to do better to restore public faith in the organization.
As we pursue our collective endeavor to reach that goal, my first priority will be to restore trust.
Speaking to reporters afterward, he expressed hope that restoring trust would not eventually turn out to be what he called mission impossible. Mr. Ban was nominated by the Security Council in October after a selection process that spanned several months. The choice was then unanimously ratified by the General Assembly, making Mr. Ban the first Asian Secretary General since U Thant of Burma, who completed his 10 years in office in 1971. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The United Nations.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。